Praise God. Brother Diego, would you testify, start off English and bilingual into Spanish as well?
Sorry, I'm right here.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, well, what can I say? The school year is over, at least for me. Thank God. No assignments, no stuff to do. Just church and work. But praise God, because I finished my third year now, and God has been so good. Maybe too good. But I've seen how God changed me throughout all these years, and I know there's more to come. But even though I don't know exactly what am I supposed to do or what I'm going to do after I finish everything, but I know God is still there. And I know that same peace that Pastor was talking about will be in me when the time comes. And I'll still feel that peace. Even though I don't know what I'm doing sometimes, even though I don't know where I'm going, I know God will still guide me. And this is for every single one of y'all. That's for me too. Solo quiero decir que gracias a Dios ya terminé mi tercer año. Y si bien no sé lo que voy a hacer más adelante después, yo sé que la paz de Dios va a inundar mi corazón. Y yo sé que Él me va a guiar por donde quiera que vaya, así como lo guía usted. Si bien usted tal vez no sabe dónde, qué hacer o cómo hacerlo, cómo llegar a tal punto, el Señor te va a guiar de alguna u otra manera. Solo tiene que confiar. Amen.
Amen. Is the Lord good to us tonight?
Amen.
Genesis, the 27th chapter, verse 15.
Genesis 27, del 15 al 23.
23 is where I want to read from tonight.
Aquí es donde quiero leer.
Genesis 27, 15. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau.
Genesis 27, 15. Y tomó Rebeca los vestidos de Esaú, su hijo mayor.
Which was with her in the house.
Los preciosos que ella tenía en su casa.
And put them on Jacob, her younger son.
Y vistió a Jacob, su hijo menor.
And she put the skins of the kid of the goat upon his hands.
Y cubrió sus manos y la parte de su cabello donde no tenía vello.
And upon the smooth of his neck.
Con las pieles de los cabritos.
Verse 17. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared under the hand of her son Jacob.
Y entregó los guisados y el pan que había preparado en manos de Jacob su hijo.
And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son?
Entonces este fue a su padre y dijo, Padre mío. E Isaac respondió, Heme aquí. ¿Quién eres, hijo mío?
And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn.
Y Jacob dijo a su padre, Yo soy Esaú, tu primogénito.
I have done according as thou badest me.
He hecho como me dijiste.
Arise, I pray, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may, that thy soul may bless me.
Levántate ahora y siéntate y come de mi casa para que me bendigas.
And Isaac said unto his son,
Entonces Isaac dijo a su hijo,
How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?
¿Cómo es que la hallaste tan pronto, hijo mío?
And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me.
Y él respondió, Porque Jehová tu Dios hizo que la entregase delante de mí.
Verse 21.
21 ahora.
And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not.
Isaac dijo a Jacob, Acércate ahora y te palparé, hijo mío, por si eres mi hijo Esaú o no.
And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him.
Y se acercó Jacob a su padre Isaac.
And said,
que le palpó y dijo,
The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
La voz es la voz de Jacob, pero las manos son la de Esaú.
And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him.
Y no le conoció porque sus manos eran vellosas como las manos de Esaú y le bendijo.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your power and your goodness tonight. We give you praise and we thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
¿Se puede sentar?
I want to talk to us tonight about this, the fallacy of feelings.
El fallo de los sentimientos.
When feelings become final authority.
Cuando los sentimientos se convierten en una autoridad final.
We find that Isaac was in a weak condition here.
Vemos que Isaac está en una condición débil.
His eyes were dim.
Ya no podía ver.
And his discernment was compromised.
Y su discernimiento fue comprometido.
His senses were failing.
Y sus sentidos estaban fallando.
Yet in this vulnerable moment, he was about to make one of the greatest decisions of his life.
Y aún así, estando en este momento tan vulnerable, estaba a punto de hacer una decisión muy grande en su vida.
The transferring of the firstborn blessing.
La transferencia de la bendición de la primogenitura.
I want you to notice something tonight.
Quiero que se dé cuenta de algo ahora.
Isaac heard something right. The voice of Jacob.
Isaac reconoció que era la voz de Jacob.
But he felt something different.
Pero sintió algo diferente.
The hands of Esau.
Sintió las manos de Esaú.
And tragically he allowed what he felt to override what he already knew.
Y lamentablemente permitió que lo que sintió.
This is the example of the danger of feelings.
Hiciera una terrible decisión.
Feelings can become false evidence.
Los sentimientos se pueden convertir en una falsa evidencia.
And we find that the fallacy of feelings, if we can define this,
vemos que los fallos de los sentimientos son,
is the belief,
es una creencia,
that feelings are the final authority of truth and direction.
Que los sentimientos son la autoridad final de la de verdad y de dirección.
Feelings are real tonight.
Los sentimientos sí son reales.
But they are not always reality.
Pero no siempre son la realidad.
Feelings can override clear recognition.
Y los sentimientos pueden borrar la reconexión.
Isaac recognized Jacob's voice immediately.
Porque Isaac reconoció la voz de Jacob.
The voice revealed truth.
La voz reveló la verdad.
But the feeling revealed confusion.
Pero el sentimiento creó confusión.
The voice said,
la voz dijo,
this is Jacob.
Es de Jacob.
But the feeling said, this must be Esau.
Pero el sentimiento dijo, ah, este debe ser Saúl.
And Isaac trusted his feelings over revelation.
Isaac confió en sus sentimientos sobre la revelación.
We live in a culture that is obsessed with feelings today.
Y tenemos una cultura que está obsesionada con los sentimientos.
It says, follow your heart.
Que dicen, sigue tu corazón.
Do what you feel right.
Haz lo que tú sientas que está bien.
Live your truth.
Vive tu verdad.
Trust your instincts.
Y que confíes en tus instintos.
But the scripture never teaches trust your feelings.
Pero la escritura nunca dice que confíes en tus sentimientos.
It teaches this in Proverbs 3:5.
Sino que enseña esto en Proverbios 3:5.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
Confía en el Señor con todo tu corazón.
And lean not upon your own understanding.
Y no te apoyes de tu propia prudencia.
You know, feelings are easily manipulated.
Los sentimientos son muy fácilmente manipulados.
Jacob in the scripture here and Rebecca his mama.
Jacob y Rebeca aquí en las escrituras.
They manipulated Isaac's senses.
Manipularon los sentidos de Isaac.
Goat skins altered touch.
La piel del cordero alteró el toque de él.
Goat meat altered the taste.
La comida alteró el gusto.
And clothing altered the smell.
Y lo que llevaba puesto alteró el olor.
Everything emotional and sensory was manipulated here.
Todo aquí manipulado fue.
This is exactly today how deception works spiritually.
Y aquí se muestra cómo la decepción, el engaño.
I want to talk to us tonight about this.
Y quiero que hablemos de esto.
The enemy works through atmosphere.
Porque el enemigo trabaja a través de la atmósfera.
He works through emotion.
A través de la emoción.
He works through pressure.
De la presión.
Impulse.
De los impulsos.
Offense.
De las ofensas.
And emotional reasoning.
Y del razonamiento emocional.
Not everything you feel is God.
No todo lo que sientes viene de Dios.
Be important tonight, the thought about this. Isaac's feelings were sincere.
Y lo que hay que resaltar es que los sentimientos.
But they were sincerely wrong.
Eran sinceros, pero estaban.
A person can deeply feel something and still be deceived.
Una persona puede sentir algo muy profundamente y aún puede ser engañada.
The heart is not a safe guide without God. Hear me.
El corazón no es algo que tú te puedas guiar sin Dios.
Culture says follow your heart.
La cultura dice que sigas el corazón.
But the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17 and verse 9, the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it?
Pero se nos dice en Jeremías 17:9 que el corazón es muy engañoso sobre todas las cosas.
The heart without God is not a compass tonight.
Y un corazón sin Dios no es un compás.
It can be corrupted by fleshly desires.
Yo puede ser corrompido por la carne.
Fear can corrupt it.
Por el miedo.
Wounds can corrupt it.
Por las heridas.
Pride can corrupt it.
Por el orgullo.
Emotions can corrupt it.
Y las emociones.
And carnality can corrupt it.
Y la carnalidad pueden corromper el corazón.
I want to just tell somebody tonight, feelings should never override the word of God.
Los sentimientos nunca deben sobreponerse sobre la palabra de Dios.
Isaac had clear evidence.
Porque Isaac tuvo evidencia clara.
He had the voice.
Escuchó la voz.
He had the prophecy.
Tenía la profecía.
And he had recognition.
Y tenía el reconocimiento.
Yet feelings overruled the truth here.
Pero los sentimientos sobrepusieron sobre la verdad.
Do you know this still happens today?
Y aún esto pasa a día de hoy.
People bend the scriptures around emotions.
Y las personas empiezan a guiar por las emociones.
They bend the scripture around relationships.
Empiezan a torcer las escrituras para mejorar relaciones.
They bend the scriptures around situations.
Las tuercen para las situaciones.
Culture.
La cultura.
Even offense sometimes.
Incluso las ofensas.
And desires.
Y los deseos.
Instead of bringing feelings under the word of God, they reshape the word around feelings.
En vez de traer los sentimientos a la palabra de Dios.
But truth doesn't change tonight.
Pero la verdad no cambia.
Truth doesn't change because of emotional changes.
La verdad no cambia por los sentimientos.
Are you thankful for the word of God this evening? This book is still right 9 times out of 9.
Este libro sigue estando en la verdad.
Absolute truth means absolute.
La absoluta verdad significa absoluto.
Whether I feel saved or unsaved.
Ya sea que me sienta
bien. Whether I feel blessed or burdened tonight.
Ya sea que sienta bien o mal.
Whether I'm emotional or dry.
Ya sea que esté emocionalmente bien o mal.
Whether I'm inspired or tired.
Ya sea que esté inspirado o
cansado. God's word is still true. Are you thankful for that tonight?
La palabra de Dios sigue siendo verdad.
Truth is not validated by emotions.
La verdad no es validada por la emoción.
Truth is established by God Almighty.
La verdad está establecida por la palabra.
We are to follow God's voice.
Tengo que seguir la voz de Dios.
John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice; I know them, and they follow me."
Juan 10:27, mis ovejas conocen mi voz y me siguen.
He didn't say my sheep follow feelings.
No dijo que las ovejas siguen sentimientos.
He didn't say my sheep followed emotional heights.
Ni que siguen altos emocionales.
My sheep follow impressions.
No que mis ovejas no siguen impresiones.
He said, "My sheep follow my voice."
Sino que mis ovejas siguen mi voz.
The important point tonight that I want to express to us: we do not worship because we feel something.
Y no adoramos solamente porque sentimos algo.
And our worship is not predicated on feelings. If we feel something or if we feel not.
Y nuestra adoración no depende si sentimos o no.
We worship because He is worthy.
Le adoramos porque Él es digno.
We worship because He commands us to worship.
Lo adoramos porque Él nos pide que hagamos.
But most of all, we worship because He's God.
Pero lo adoramos porque Él es Dios.
Hallelujah. Worship cannot depend upon emotional sensation.
Y la adoración no puede depender de una sensación
emocional. Hear me, some days you're going to feel weak.
Algunos días te sentirás débil.
Some days you're going to feel tired.
Te sentirás cansado.
You're going to come empty.
Te vas a sentir vacío.
You're going to come discouraged.
Te vas a sentir
vacío. But obedience is not predicated on feelings. We worship God because of who He is tonight.
A Dios por quién es Él.
Feelings make terrible masters.
Los sentimientos hacen terribles maestros.
Feelings are unstable.
Es que los sentimientos son inestables.
They fluctuate daily.
Se empiezan a fluctuar.
Hourly.
Todos los días.
And situationally.
Y en cada situación.
Remember in the Old Testament, one day Elijah calls fire down from heaven.
Un día Elías llamó fuego del cielo.
And the next day he wants to die.
Y al otro día se quería morir.
One moment Peter says, "Thou the Christ."
Un día dijo Pedro, "Tú eres el Cristo."
And the next moment he is rebuking Jesus.
Y al otro momento no conoce a Jesús.
Feelings are inconsistent.
Los sentimientos son inconsistentes.
But the word of God is constant tonight.
Pero la palabra de Dios sigue constante.
I want to just tell us tonight, faith operates over feelings.
La fe opera sobre los sentimientos.
Faith says God said it.
La fe dice que Dios lo dijo.
I'm going to obey it.
Entonces lo voy a obedecer.
Even when I don't feel revival.
Entonces, incluso cuando no siento la
vida. Even when I don't feel joy.
Cuando no siento felicidad.
Even when I don't feel strength.
Incluso cuando no siento fuerza.
Even when there are no goosebumps.
Incluso cuando no siento nada.
Even when I can't even feel an emotion.
Incluso cuando no siento ningún sentimiento.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Ya que caminamos por vista, no porque caminamos por vista, sino
not by feelings either.
Ni por sentimientos tampoco.
The powerful point of our message tonight Isaac said, I feel Esau.
Isaac dijo, yo siento a Esaú.
But the truth was, it is Jacob.
Pero la verdad era que era Jacob.
People will say, I feel this is okay.
La gente dice, ah, yo siento que esto está bien.
I feel God understands.
Yo siento que Dios entiende.
I feel peace about it.
Siento paz en esto.
But feelings do not determine the truth.
Pero esto no determina la verdad.
God's word determines the truth. Somebody say amen.
Dios determina esto.
Do not run your life through the prisms of emotions.
No vaya por la vida con emociones solamente.
Don't run your race because of instinct.
No corra su carrera por instinto.
Or impulse or feelings.
O impulsos o sentimientos.
We run everything through the word of God.
Sino que hacemos todo a través de la palabra
de Dios. The voice of God matters to us.
Porque la voz de Dios importa.
And the instruction of God matters to us.
La instrucción de Dios importa para nosotros.
Because feelings can fool you.
Los sentimientos te pueden burlar.
But are you thankful tonight the word of God can never fail you?
Pero la palabra de Dios jamás falla.
I want tonight to let it be an anthem inside of you. Lord, help me not to trust what I feel above what you have spoken.
Que sientas en ti, que Señor, ayúdame no confiar en mí mismo.
Lord, let your word be greater than my emotions.
Que tu palabra sea más grande que mis emociones.
Let your voice be louder than my feelings.
Que tu voz sea más.
Feelings are wonderful servants.
Los sentimientos son siervos maravillosos.
But they're disastrous masters.
Pero son maestros terribles.
You know what the fallacy of feelings is?
¿Sabe lo que es esto de fallar en los sentimientos?
Many believe that they're the final authority.
Es creer que los sentimientos son la autoridad final.
But tonight,
pero
the word of God remains true whether we feel it or not.
Se mantiene firme, sea que sintamos o no.
Here comes this young man. Amen. Fur all over him. And the skin of a kid goat. And his daddy's supposed to bless him.
Y su papá viene a bendecirlo.
But a point of revelation comes and he says,
pero un punto de revelación viene a él.
You got the voice,
usted tiene la voz
of Jacob,
de Jacob.
But I feel the hands
pero
of Esau.
Las manos de Esaú.
Which one will you trust? Will it be amen, the feeling, or would it be the voice?
¿O sería la voz?
I want to tell somebody tonight, amen, I need the word of God and the voice of God in my life.
Y la voz
I need the word of God, I said, over
Dios,
my feelings.
Sobre mis sentimientos.
Some people come to church and they wait to see if they feel God or not.
Una persona vienen aquí bien, si sienten
their worship
a Dios
is held back because they say they don't feel God.
Su adoración se mantiene ahí porque dicen que no sienten
many
a Dios.
People determine whether they're going to worship if they're weak or not.
Y la gente depende de su adoración si están débiles o no.
We don't worship because of feelings. We worship because of
no,
who
no,
he is tonight.
De esas cosas,
are you thankful that there's just one
Dios.
God?
Yes.
Are you thankful that there's one Lord?
Un solo
one
Dios.
Faith.
Una fe.
One baptism.
Un bautismo.
One God.
Un Dios.
Father of all.
Padre de
who's
todo.
Above all.
Está sobre todo.
Through all.
Y a través
and
de todo.
In us all.
Y en todo
are you thankful tonight that you know who he is? And you
come
to magnify him. And to worship him.
Adorarle.
Don't let feelings fool you tonight.
No deje que los sentimientos se burlen.
He's worthy of the highest praise.
Él es digno de toda adoración.
What kind of offering do you give God?
¿Qué clase de ofrenda le darás a usted?
Are you one that goes into your life and say, oh, I'll give God this little lamb right here. He's not the best, but I'll go give him that one.
Voy a dar este cordero bien chiquito que me va a dar aquí.
God don't want your secondary. He don't want your third. God wants your best tonight.
El Señor quiere lo mejor de usted, no lo secundario, no lo más.
God wants you to give him the highest honor.
El Señor quiere que le dé
God
lo mejor.
Wants him to, you to have, give him the greatest offering.
Él quiere darte lo mejor, así que tú dale
God
lo mejor.
Don't deserve even something that you want to discard for later.
El Señor no quiere algo que tú vas a dejar.
That's the reason why we give our best when we worship.
Por eso damos lo mejor cuando adoramos.
That's right. We give him the crown of worship.
Por eso damos la honra.
That's the reason why we bless the Lord with the whole heart, with everything inside of us tonight.
Y con todo
what kind of offering have you given to God tonight?
¿Qué clase de ofrenda le vas a dar a Dios ahora?
Are you a worshiper?
¿Tu adorador?
That predicates your movement on what you feel.
¿Vas a dejar que tu situación dependa de tu adoración?
Or tonight you're one that lives for God and worships God because of who he is.
¿O serás aquel que adora a Dios?
Feelings will take you through a dry valley.
Los sentimientos no te llevarán a ningún lado.
And if you bank on feelings,
pero si te apoyas en los sentimientos,
in that dry valley,
en ese valle,
you won't make it through.
No vas a salir ese valle.
But if you bank on faith and believe in
Pero
God,
si te apoyas en la roca que es Dios, en su palabra,
amen, the voice of the shepherd will lead you through.
La voz
through the valley of the shadow of the death,
a través
the shepherd will lead you. My sheep know my voice.
Ya que mis ovejas conocen
Are you
voz.
Thankful for the voice of God tonight? Stand with me in this place.
Póngase ahí bien conmigo.
Amen. The fallacy of feelings.
El fallo de los sentimientos.
His feelings will hinder you.
Y los sentimientos te van a guiar por donde no tienes que ir.
This man felt.
Este hombre sintió.
Instead of listening to that certain voice.
A esa voz.
Amen. Hear me tonight. If the word of God teaches something and you're not complying to it.
Si la palabra de Dios te está diciendo algo y no la estás siguiendo.
If there's something that right now you're struggling with and saying, well, I don't feel it.
Y si hay algo que
And the word of God is very point blank.
Pero la palabra de Dios está hablando de
very directive.
Y muy directiva.
And you still have problems and you're using the same old excuse that says, I just don't see it or I don't feel it.
Y no puedes estar con excusa
Remember
cuando la palabra de Dios
this, this old man in the scripture, his eyes were dim, he couldn't see it.
Este hombre no podía ver porque no tenía vista.
And he heard it.
Pero él lo escuchó.
But he reasoned. Because he operated off of feelings.
Pero él siguió por los sentimientos.
Pastor, I don't feel standards are important.
Pero pastor, no siento que los estándares sean importantes.
I don't feel that that's important and really to the church.
No, no siento que sea importante en la iglesia.
If it wasn't important,
si no fuera importante,
the epistles, the three-fourths of the New Testament would never have been written to churches.
No serían escritas.
To teach people that they need to abstain from the world.
Que enseñan a la gente a abstenerse
to put away ungodliness,
que dejar todo
to
lo que no
take
es santo,
off everything that don't belong to a saint of God,
que sacarse todo lo que no es de Dios,
and to live a separate lifestyle,
para vivir una vida separada del
and
mundo,
to be holy because he is holy.
Para ser santo como él es santo.
Friend, you can't argue with truth tonight.
No puedes argumentar con
quit
la verdad.
Arguing with the voice.
Deja de argumentar
Amen.
Con la voz
quit
de Dios.
Arguing with the voice.
Deja de argumentar con la voz
and
de Dios.
Put aside your feelings and say God, your word matters more than anything tonight. I'd rather have the word of God than my feelings. I'd rather trust in the anchor of my soul than to have some false feelings.
Prefiero agarrarme del ancla de Dios que confiar en mis sentimientos propios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios. Pastor.
My opinion.
Mi opinión.
I want to tell you about my opinion and your opinion. We all got an opinion.
Todos tenemos una opinión.
And it's kind of like a trash can. We all have a trash can and it stinks.
Todos tenemos un basurero y
My opinion don't count, the word of God counts.
Mi opinión no cuenta, es la palabra de Dios que cuenta.
Hallelujah. Are you thankful for the God of the word tonight? Hallelujah. Lift both hands to Jesus right now and lift your voice. Amen. Would you thank God for his word? Lord, we thank you for the truth. Thank you for the amazing power, God, of your absolute word tonight. I trust and I believe you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for being the shepherd and the voice of my life. Thank you for the proof of the evidence of your spirit. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Will you give the Lord a hand of praise tonight?
Dele la gloria a Dios.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God bless you tonight. Let's go to heaven now.
Vamos a hacerlo como juntos.
Tuesday night graduation at 7 o'clock.
La graduación es a las 7
and this is for the whole church. Come and celebrate with our children.
Coley's
going to be graduating. We'll be honoring other graduates as well.
Algunos se van a graduar también.
Amen. If it was your grandbaby, you would want everybody to be here.
Todos ustedes querrán estar aquí.
So be here.
Así que esté aquí.
Next Sunday morning and Sunday night.
El próximo domingo en la mañana y en la noche.
Evangelist Ryan Harper is going to be speaking to us,
el
a young man.
Evangelista Ryan Harper va a venir a predicar.
Full-time evangelist.
Es un evangelista de tiempo completo.
And the last Sunday night of the month.
Y el último domingo de este mes.
Pastor Jerry Wayne Dillon from Madison, Mississippi is going to be preaching.
El pastor Jerry va a venir a predicar este domingo.
How many is going to help me try to pack this place out?
¿Cuánto me va a ayudar a traer más gente aquí este
domingo? Now, I want you to help me work on you here on Sunday nights. This is the but I got people they'll stay at home if they got They're operating off of feelings. They need to be here. Look around. You see somebody not here? Would you? I make phone calls.
Yo llamo.
We're writing a book about excuses.
Escribimos un libro.
I ought to write a book, don't I?
Bueno, voy a escribir un libro sobre eso.
Well, the whole family had to stay home just to blow that poor kid's nose. My.
Todos esos
help me, help me, help me, help me. Get somebody to the house of God. And if they still have excuses, listen to the pastor. Even there are some people that have legitimate situations, but there's a lot of people that don't. Amen. We need to be here to worship God. Everybody say amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a good week in Jesus' name.
Tenga una buena semana en nombre de Jesús.